The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and relieve struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having technical difficulties on my end. No internet. Had internet 5 minutes ago. So this is supposed to be on Facebook Live. I'm all dutied up, ready to go. In any case, I'm on my landline right now, and we'll do the show from this landline and see if we can't get my internet up and working in the meantime. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a foreign country. What about the rest of you? The way everything's going these days. 5 minutes ago, I was able to connect with anyone and everyone. And then in a few seconds, it's like, oh, no internet. So that makes it a little challenging to be on Facebook Live. Anyway, I am Colette Marie Stephan. I'm the founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector. And of course, I'm your host for The Truth is Funny Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So, you know, stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. So if you're listening later, you can still get the energetic shifts because we're dealing with the Higher Self Network, HSN. And it is my pleasure to share this life-changing information and share this information with you now and later if you're listening later, as I said. So Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airways. And then you can find us on thetruthisfunny.com and also at transformationradio.com and transformationradio.fm. So you can also enjoy a new perspective every third Wednesday with host Karen Betton from Limitless Living. The energetic upgrades are still accessible, as I said, through HSN. So on today's show, what I really wanted to share, well, there was so much coming up. I was at Illuminate and did the VIP speech and did 4 days there, like with the 3 days at the booth. And it was a lot of fun, connected with a lot of people. And I've kind of been, you know, hunkering down and just getting organized and for business and organized in, you know, everyday life and kind of, you know, working on actually, I was, it's kind of funny. I've been working on going through all my book work, through all the paper in my house and just put it all in the living room. And I've gone through it methodically, all the notes from when I wrote my book, all the different things from when I wrote my manuals, my actual physical books going back, just going through it all just to see, hey, what really happened here and what's really going on? Because a lot of the people that I'm talking to right now, not that much in the last 2 weeks to be going out and speaking. And sometimes I love to take that time to just hunker down and really see where I'm at and start working on that. And I highly suggest that for everyone right now with the way the energy is. This show is Nuggets of Wisdom, where I'm sharing information from my book. And I got very strong to share a couple things today, just from talking to different people. It seems like a lot of people right now are changing identity and moving into a different way. And it's important if you're doing that to be in a position where you have total fitness. And so I decided I was going to talk a little bit about fitness. And when people think about fitness, I'm just going to read what I was what I have out of my book. And so fitness, many problems that are perceived as health issues are actually problems with fitness. And it's not actually just health issues coming up. It's also coming up. I'm just ad-libbing here. It's not just health issues coming up. It's also emotional issues, psychic issues, financial, all of these things that are happening in the world right now. We have a lot going on in Canada right now, like with a lot of people fighting. And so I was really torn between fitness and fighting. So I might talk a little bit about both, but I'm going to finish reading this first. So when people think of fitness, as I said, they automatically think of physical fitness, but fitness affects every aspect of people's lives. And it can also be about being fit to be a parent or a sibling, an employee, an employer, a man, a woman, etc. So many people have a weakness to being fit to be on the planet at this time. And that's coming up for a lot of people as we, like the energy, we just had the new moon and we have like astrologically a lot of influences because at this time, you know, Mercury for communication is in retrograde. Just like, so things like what's happening this morning to me, where I have internet and then all of a sudden I can't communicate, and I'm all prepared to communicate and I've put the time and the energy in to communicate, but it just seems to fall on deaf ears or on a deaf video because it's hard to do video without internet. So we want to strengthen this physical fitness, that it can be maximized by improved economy of motion. And so improved economy of motion is really about taking everything that you are doing and putting that energy, putting some tension into the body, and like taking the time to strengthen the movements that you're making to your central nervous system. So performance demands on the average person can be satisfied through optimizing physical potential while carrying out everyday activities. So as wasted movements are eliminated and necessary movements are refined, the amount of oxygen, strength, and endurance required to effortlessly accomplish any given task is maximized. So the nugget of wisdom from the Vector is looking good is a business decision. So be strong to being and performing above average, exercise your fitness, and look great doing it. So for this radio show, I was talking about, I wanted to talk a little bit about the components of fitness, of physical fitness, because it is here in we're very fortunate here right now in Kelowna, British Columbia, in the Okanagan Valley where I am, Dragon Country, home of Okopogo. A lot of people, like, we're starting to feel spring, and so it's kind of like, there's like the weather's changing, the snow's melting, and then we got a major snowstorm on Sunday that was, you know, like hit pretty hard. And so we were at the psychic fair and the holistic market and psychic fair at the Laurel Packard building. And, you know, it affected people's ability to travel a little bit, but, you know, the storm sort of passed. And that's kind of what spring is like. It's like we get a little tease of what it's going to be like when we get to, you know, like get to the summer. And then a lot of, in particular, women, and I'm getting it's the same for men. You know, when I tested, it's maybe slightly a different way of looking at it. But a lot of women are already thinking about, oh my goodness, I got to be seen in shorts and, you know, summer's coming. And this is when people have a tendency to panic and start really, you know, like thinking about their fitness and working out and how they look in, you know, bathing suits and shorts, et cetera, as I said. So I just wanted to go through the 10 components of fitness that we identified in Energetic Upgrade. And so power is about your strength and motion. So power is, you know, and when I say strength and motion, I mean like putting the power into it. And also recognizing that if we're talking about fitness on a financial level. It's about really getting organized and being able to really be able to find what you're looking for. And also, like, power on a non-physical level also is coming up for a lot of people here right now. Having the strength, the power to do what people want to do right now. That's coming up weak for a lot of people. In my private consultations right now, a lot of people, as I said, are shifting, and it's almost like they're changing identity. And I've seen this happen many times with people. And this is really what's coming up is it's very powerful to be in a situation right now where we can really, you know, allow ourselves to look at things differently and to interpret things in a different way. When people become stuck, and this is the energy that a lot of people are saying, they feel like they don't have the power to move forward right now. And, you know, Mercury retrograde is famous for people having communication issues, et cetera. So the communication issues become way more brutal when they actually happen in the physical body. So we want to strengthen that for everybody, everything on the physical and the non-physical level. And I'm also just going to connect with you, Zach, just to see how many minutes do I have left before we go to the first break. I'm going to take a short break here right now and see if I can get my internet working. And when we come back, we'll hopefully be on video. And if not, I'll just continue talking about the list of fitness priority, like what fitness is really made of. And I want to speak about that some more, as not just physical fitness, but the non-physical issues that are going to empower people to get through what could be for some right now some challenging times. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, 1-800-930-2819. We are still able to take calls. So call in and I'll be happy to shift some energy for you. We'll be right back.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bath, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amerabath's Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amerabath, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I apologize. We are supposed to be on Facebook Live. And for some reason, I lost internet connection at the last second here. So we're doing our best to do this show from the old-fashioned way. Thank God for landlines. So in any case, the energetic shifts are still working. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what I've been up to. As I said, I've been really in the first part of the show here. It's a little bit discordant today with what's going on with the internet, but we're doing our best to work through it. And that's kind of the energy that's out there right now. I've actually been having some really awesome days and enjoying really getting organized. As I said, this is part of the fitness I wanted to talk about. There's a lot going on in the world right now. There's a lot of interaction that I've noticed on Facebook, et cetera. That's quite, you know, a lot of people are fighting about different things right now. And so I was kind of torn whether to talk about fitness today or to talk about fighting and how fighting doesn't work. But I think what I'll do is save that for next week's Tales from the Vector show. I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm also, I'm so excited, I finished Synchronicity, which is Dragon number 63 from Tales from the Vector. And I'm I have my Affirmations of Success, if you want to check that out, at www.thetruthisfunny.com. I have a special package there for $19.99 that I was sharing at Illuminate. I've had to put a few aside for Illuminate. That video will be coming out soon. You can go to the Illuminate site, and I was doing the VIP talk. I set the tone for the event, and that will be coming out in the next few days, I'm guessing. Supposing. It's supposed to. And so we'll see what happens with, I put some aside for people who attended Illuminate because I only have a certain amount of cards right now. As I said, I'm almost at the point where Tales from the Vector is complete, just one dragon painting to go. And as soon as I'm caught up with everything else, that's my intention, is to make that my number one priority, to finish that and get that out to all of you. Lots of people excited about it. I also have some seminars coming up, and I just wanted to let everybody know about those because I'm only doing 4 seminars this year instead of the 8 to 10 that I normally do. I'm looking at, as I said, at my books, and I'm back in 2012 right now. And in 2012, I did something like 6 events in 1 month. And I'm like, whoa, from Vancouver all the way to Toronto, Ontario, and then in Saskatchewan at the Regina Folk Festival. And I think that was in July or August of 2012. That's kind of where I am going back and just really going through and understanding what's going on. So March the 8th is the Baby Step seminar that I'm having. It's 3.5 hours. And during that seminar, what we do is we tune into whatever people want to work on for 3.5 hours. You have I have an early bird special. The early bird gets the worm. So that's $99.99 until the end of this month. And it will be in Kelowna here. All my seminars this year are in Kelowna. And I will also be having layer 1 and layer 2 in June and September. And also I am having 2 free Shift Happens live talk events in June on the Friday night and and in September on the Friday night before the seminars. So, you know, a lot of people are kind of disappointed in saying to me, Colette, what, like, you're not going to be doing more of those talks this year. I really want to hunker down and finish my Tales from the Vector. So we're talking about fitness, but I really want to approach the fitness as recognizing that we're not just talking about physical fitness here. We're talking about fitness to be a valuable human being on the planet at this time. And a lot of us are feeling a little bit a little bit discordant energy. This is common around this time of year anyway. And a lot of people are waiting for spring, and it's kind of like tired of winter. And so we want to really just put some energy into our spines right now. And let's strengthen this for us to have the fitness to get through this last leg of winter. If you're in Canada, there's been some really cold weather in the prairies and east. So we want to strengthen that we all have balance right now for stability and equilibrium. So having the ability to really be able to keep your feet underneath you. A good boxer is going to be always has their feet underneath them, ready to move in any direction. This is really important, especially right now as we move into like kind of this different Aquarian energy that is kind of like really special and different. The painting I was sharing today, if we would have got on, if we would have been on Facebook Live, is the painting Transition. And a lot of people are going through transition, and a lot of times people will think about transition as birth and death, but really what's happening for a lot of people is they're letting go of that which no longer is working for them, and moving into sort of looking at things from a slightly different point of view. So we also want to have the endurance to get through this. So endurance is kind of like the length of time you are able to exert a specific force. So a lot of times it's coming up more like in the physical body as you know, a lot of people get a little bit hibernating through the winter. So we want to wake up the entire body right now, and we want to wake up to where we want to go and what direction we want to take our lives in. It's really strong for all of us to be in an observation mode right now and be able to just take that energy and rest right now and really make plans so that when things shift around again, which probably will be in about a week or so, you know, the reason why Mercury has such a bad rap when it goes retrograde, it's not even really going backwards. It just appears to be. So there's times in nature where, you know, animals and nature rests. And so we all have a need to rest at times also. So just put yourself under a rest right now and get, but when I say rest, I don't mean go all lazy and sloppy, but really go into a place where, you know, you start really identifying where you want to go and how you want to do it. And then setting things up during this time so that when, and really like this is about going inward and really allowing, like looking after yourself. A lot of people right now, I'm just telling them, you know, like really check in with yourself and don't just assume that things are the same, but really ask yourself, what is it that's really going on here? And that will really benefit a lot of people. Transition is also part of fitness. And so transition is the ability to use any set of skills in different contexts. So, you know, what's coming up here is applying our skills that we use for business to the body. And like we learn different things when we're in business and, you know, facing different challenges there that we can apply to when, say, we're doing a new workout. One of my clients just started working out again, and we had worked on it, and she just couldn't get up off the couch. She was, like, feeling really, really lazy, didn't feel like doing anything, felt stuck in. She was taking a course and was having a really, really hard time moving into this space of, like, studying for it or doing anything to benefit herself, like, really self-sabotaging herself in many ways. And so, you know, after just like an hour consultation, you know, she, it was like later in the day, and, you know, she contacted me the next morning and said, you know, I cleaned out my fridge. I vacuumed, I cleaned my house. I started doing, what I need to do for my, exam. I'm putting things together. I've contacted three of the four people I need to be able to do this already. And then she started a new fitness program and just texted me last night and said, I'm not even stiff. And I used like a 7-pound dumbbell in, I can't remember She's using not a dumbbell, but a bell, and like it's quite a heavy weight. She's using a different way of, she's very familiar with weights, but is using the weights in a different way. And what I'm getting, like circular motions are really good for people in general. And so just strengthening that for everybody, like being able to circumvent what's going on in the body and also in the spirit and in the soul. So there's a lot of components to fitness. This transition of being able to use one skill that we learn in life and then use it in a different way in another aspect of our life is very beneficial. So a lot of times if people gain skills, like say in maybe a negative way or what they perceive to be a negative way in one area of life, those skills are still skills. And we want to apply them. What we've learned from the situation, we could take that and apply it in a strong way to any aspect of our life. So that's transition is really coming up. One of the components of fitness that we really want to tap into right now. Also, flexibility. Like if people are in a space where being flexible, this is not, inflexibility of the mind creates inflexibility of the body and inflexibility of just in general. Like I've literally like, I'm testing right now just as in the background I'm working here. You know, what is it with this internet going off like 1 minute before the radio show? And a lot of that is just a lot of the flexibility around the issues of how things are supposed to be and the expectations of how things are supposed to be, anticipating that things are going to go in this direction and then they go in a totally different direction. And this is flexibility is being able to, be able to take a different route, do things in a different way, and give up the emotional sort of angst against things not going your way. And there, I've been going on social media because that's one of my goals this year is to really understand social media better and how to use it better. So I've been playing around on it, but I do that in the wee hours in the morning because I'm finding that a lot of people are sharing a lot of things on social media that are really inspiring more of a fight. And when I tested energetically, we could use a little bit more heartfelt, unfettered love out there and some flexibility as to the different sides of any different opinion that people have. It's coming up, what's coming up to say here is integrity of presentation. And so we're just going to strengthen that. For one thing, you don't have to involve yourself with every argument that you're invited to. And especially when people feel extremely passionate about things, they have a tendency to voice their opinion very strongly and maybe do their best to crush other people's opinions. And this is a really good time to be flexible in the mind, flexible in what's going on. And so integrity, really, your reputation is really about other people's opinion of you, but your character speaks for itself. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody. Just really being able to be flexible in the mind. And when we're flexible in the mind, we have a tendency to be able to be more flexible in the body. So coordination.
Sorry to interrupt, Colette. We're at about quarter hour, so we can take a break whenever you're ready.
All right. So thank you, Zach. I love how adaptable Zach is talking about being flexible. So this is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break. You can call in. I still have time, 15 minutes when we come back, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
The Coach Peggy Show, all things wellness with me, Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I'm going to talk to you about all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness, you guys. It's the Coach Peggy Show. We get bold, we get badass, and we never go half in. And for more information, you can visit me at allthingswellness.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to This Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having kind of a weird zone day. We're doing this radio show off of my landline because suddenly, even though it looks like I'm sitting right by the Wi-Fi machine, I have no internet. So I'm talking about fitness. Zach and I are doing our best to put this radio show out in the best way we can. So you know, I'm going to continue on where I've been talking about fitness. And for those of you who really want to understand more about how energetic upgrades can really improve your fitness, it may seem really strange, but it's because your central nervous system is essentially like your biocomputer. And this biocomputer, when, you know, just as like now, like if I don't have internet and the connections aren't working properly through my central nervous system, I'm going to have problems in my physical body because of it. And also in my emotional body and in my, you know, so it's about being, about speeding that computer up and recognizing that the hard drive of that computer. And I think that's in a big part for me over the years when people get really excited about having the radio show. And I had a lot of people saying, oh, I can hardly wait till your show because, you know, the last show I did, like I did a pre-record for with Marie, and I highly suggest you get in touch with that that radio show from the 12th of March. It was really an amazing show, and I shared it on my newsletter again because I really, really enjoyed that, doing that show with Marie Mueller. And then Karen was on her show, so it feels like I've been away for like months, and it's only been a couple weeks. And what happens is it puts a new perspective out there for me. But what I find is when people get really excited about me doing a radio show or that, and there's a lot of energy coming in, my cat shows me because she starts running around at 5 o'clock in the morning and is all excited. She can feel all the energy coming in. And sometimes that amount of energy just kind of shorts out my the internet system. And I find it really... you know, in the past, I used to get really, really frustrated by this because I'm used to using my biocomputer, which is very fit. And I find this archaic method that is controlled by authorities unknown to me that where suddenly my internet's not working and I'm not able to communicate with people and I'm not able to do the work that I need to do, et cetera. The one thing I love so much about my biocomputer is regardless of what's going on the internet, I'm still in connection with many people here as I speak. And really strengthening this for everybody because technology is great when it works, and when it doesn't, it can be kind of scary and leave people feeling like, you know, if you rely on internet to be able to do your business, et cetera, and you have things like this go wrong right when you set up and you put the time and the energy and the money into something, and then the systems all fail, that can be really, really upsetting. But fitness of the biocomputer, of the hard drive of your computer, is way more important. Like I'm talking about your physical computer and the hard drive there. So just strengthening that, put some energy into your spine. That's what I'm doing. It's, you know, it's to put everything into context. So, you know, we want to have coordination and as I was saying, flexibility so that we can handle what's going on in life. Coordination is the ability to synchronize our moves. And as I said, I was speaking about synchronicity and, you know, I was just at the psychic fair on Sunday, as I said, and, you know, there was a lot of people, it happens where people pick the same card, regardless, they're walking by and they'll pick a card and they'll just start to cry. And it's because our ability, our hard drive of that computer, our central nervous system is much more efficient than anything that, because it's made by Source. It's much more efficient than any man-made computer could be. And so strengthening the coordination between the systems of the body and coordination between, you know, the respiratory, the digestive, and the reproductive systems, we're going to strengthen that. That's coming up for a lot of people, like just remembering to take a deep breath in and allow that oxygen to go where it's needed to in the body and then let it out and let out everything that is not, you know, because taking the breath in is life force energy. So we want to pull that energy in and recognize that, you know, whatever anyone's going through right now, because I've had a lot of people contacting me, emailing me, et cetera, saying they're kind of feeling a little bit off center and a little bit lost right now. Recognize that this too, as you coordinate all the factors within your body, within the systems, within this central nervous system, this computer, this hard drive, that we are able to circumvent other, like be coordinated within ourselves, even if there's a lack of coordination outside of us. And so agility, you know, is important. It's economy of movement. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody, that whatever we're putting our time, energy, and effort into at this time, on some level, it's going to have, ability to really move us forward. And here comes my co-host, Stella. She's so disappointed. She was so excited. Everything was set up. She was ready to, you know, co-host the show. It's okay, Stella. There's always another week. So speed is another thing, and I'm lost for speed right now. I have high speed internet and it's going slow right now. So I'm just going to strengthen the speed that all of us are feeling. A lot of people were telling me at the fair, they just feel like things are moving too fast. Things are out of their reach, like too quick. And so we're just going to strengthen everybody to the speed that everything's moving at. And then other people are saying, I just feel stuck. Things are not moving fast enough. So just finding the ability between the left and the right foot to really feel centered and stable and grounded and able to deal with what's coming on minute by minute, and just allowing some room for the ability to move energy through the body, regardless of what's going on outside of the body.
Hey, Colette, we got about a minute left.
All right. Thank you, Zach. So, yeah, like, I just wanted to thank Zach in particular and Transformation Talk Radio, because this definitely is not a technical issue on your end. It's something that has come up with the internet here on my end. Had them out several times, so just going to strengthen that for everybody. If you're having that kind of day that I've been having to start the day, I'm strengthening for myself to take the next step forward to move in a strong way. So thank you to all of you for your patience, for listening in. Next radio show, you know, I'm going to call TELUS again and see if they can do something about my internet. I'm getting that as soon as this radio show is over, that it probably will pop back on. So bye for now. And I will be on Facebook Live and next week, next Wednesday, and we'll be sharing 3 card consultations. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.